This is episode 295 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on? What's up? Hey guys, on today's episode, I'm going to get back to just some more business talk. The last several episodes here have been, I'm talking about excluding the masterclass expert interviews. They've been more mindset. They've been more motivational in nature. And I will continue to do that because that's what I love. And I know that you guys have, at least those that I've connected with, have given me really, really positive feedback on that. But I do want to get to some things more on the business side that that are things that I find that most people are not tracking. So last year I got the privilege to work with four or five one-on-one consulting clients, and I continue to just stay in contact with them, and it's been so amazing to watch their businesses flourish, their businesses grow, and just absolutely love doing that. Matter of fact, I recently took on about a month and a half ago, I took on a new consulting client, and just so pumped to be working with him and watching all his progress so far. So guys, if that's something that interests you, I typically only work with one, max of two people per quarter. Just go to flipempire.com/consulting. But that's not neither here nor there. That's not why that I'm doing this episode. I want to talk to you about tracking your revenue year over year to account and budget for the slow months. You know, most wholesalers out there, their business kind of looks like a roller coaster or a seesaw. And the ones that really, really have stuff dialed in, they have consistency in their revenue. But look, you know, wholesaling is a transactional business. And for many people, it's a roller coaster, whether that's because they're not consistent with their marketing, or they have turnover on their team, or, you know, it's just, there's, and I've been there, you know, and where you have huge months and then it's followed by a slow month. And one of the things that I started doing last year is I went to Fiverr.com. If you guys don't know Fiverr, it's a really cool website where essentially you can hire people to do things for $5. Now, grant, $5 is like the starting point. You have to like add gigs depending on the project, et cetera. So I've hired people on Fiverr to do logos, design work, create Excel models and spreadsheets. And this is one of the things that you can do is you can go to Fiverr. And this is assuming, obviously, you've been tracking your data. So let's assume for a second that you've been tracking some of your important KPIs. But this particular revenue year over year tracking, all you need to do is track the amount of revenue that you generated every single month. So if you go back, we went back and we did this for 2017 and 18. And I wanted to see if there was any correlation year over year. Like, did we have certain months or certain quarters where we saw a spike in revenue, or was it just very random? In other words, in 2017, we had a really, really slow October, November, December, right? So Q4 in 2017 was pretty slow for us. However, Q4 for 2018, October was good, November was not good, December was pretty good. So you want to start to see if there are trends. There may or may not be trends, but if you start to see trends, and ideally you have a little bit bigger of a sample size. So if you've tracked the revenue that you've generated going back 3, 4, 5, 6 years, send them that data so that they can create essentially an Excel model for you that has graphs that shows you, you know, on a column graph or on a bar graph, it shows you year by year for every single month. So picture an Excel graph, and then at the bottom you have your months, I think it's on the y-axis, which is the vertical one. I may have this inverted, but follow me. You got your vertical axis, which I believe is the y-axis, and you have revenue, right? So 0 to 20,000, 20 to 40, so whatever, you know, all the way up to however much revenue you've generated, like your biggest year, up to 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, whatever it is. And then on the x-axis, which is the horizontal one, you have January, February, March, all the way through December. And then however many years you have, it'll show you. So think of, you have a graph, 2016, 2017, 2018. And then it'll show you. So for January, you have the different, you know, okay, in January of 2016, I achieved X amount of revenue. In January 2017, I achieved this amount of revenue. And in January 2018, I achieved this. And it's next to each other. So you can kind of start to see the trends. And maybe a bar graph or a column graph isn't the best way to depict it. Leave that to your Excel ninja that you just communicate to them. And I like to use Loom to create a video and start by saying, look, this is what I want to accomplish. I want to start to see if there are trends in my revenue based on a monthly basis and or a quarterly basis. And guys, what this allows you to do is account for, don't accept that you're going to have. So if you see that November, December are really slow months for you, don't just accept that this year, November, December are going to be slow. Think about, you know, are there things that you were doing that were working that you stopped doing in Q4? Like, for example, did you take your foot off the gas with mail because, you know, you chose to believe a story that it's the holidays and people don't open mail? That's just one example. Whatever it might be for you, don't accept that you're going to have slow months, but do plan for it and have a contingency plan in place. So maybe one of the things you can do is budget as if it's a 10-month year, instead of budgeting for as if it's a 12-month, so that you're not caught by surprise if in fact you do see a trend year over year. And you know, you just don't want to get caught. You have this data, but the data is only as good as, you know, as you being able to read it and make informed decisions. That's why, you know, you want to look at certain KPIs on a weekly basis. You want to look at certain KPIs on a monthly basis, certain KPIs on a quarterly basis. Most people look at KPIs once a month or once a quarter, and they look back and they realize their numbers are not where they needed to be. And then they make adjustments or modifications. It's too late because you just lost that month or those 90 days. So there's certain things you want to look at. And this gives you an opportunity. Now, let's say you were to do this, which I'm encouraging you to do. It might cost you 30, 40 bucks on Fiverr. If you just have the data, go back and figure out how much revenue was tracked January through December for the last 3 years, ideally 2016, 17, and 18, right? And send them this data and just tell them what you're trying to accomplish, and then look at it and look to see if you see some commonalities and some trends. You might not. And if that's the case, then okay, then look at the months where you did really, really well and ask yourself what changed. Right? Like, in other words, if you have a team where those are the months where you had to roll up your sleeves, put on the technician hat and jump in, and is that when you stabilized revenue, or did you have some, you know, employee turnover? And that's where you saw some valleys, or did you see some peaks when you got rid of somebody, right? These are the types of things that you need to ask yourself, but you don't even know to ask them unless you have the data in front of you. So anyways, guys, that's what I got for you today, is tracking your revenue year over year to account and budget for potential slow months, and then make informed decisions that are going to help you so that you're not constantly riding this revenue roller coaster, which many wholesalers ride. So that's what I got for you guys today. I look forward to, by the way, talk to me about that, the last masterclass with Ken Holmes. Dude is just a wealth of knowledge. If you haven't listened to that, you know, he talks about, most people have the wrong goals, right? They have a net worth goal or an income goal, or how about having a cash flow goal, or having a goal of as far as the rate of return that you want to receive, right? You know, he talked about how he consistently gets minimum of 15% rate of return in a tax-free environment, and all through, you know, creative deal structuring, joint venturing, et cetera. Matter of fact, we are going to have him back for a part two, where we just kind of dive deep and do case studies on deals that he's done where he's been able to get involved with none of his money and generate cash flow on a monthly basis, build wealth, and how he's achieved financial freedom, which honestly, the word freedom. That's what continues to come up when I ask people that I work with, or just people that listen to the show that reach out. What is it you're after? What's your biggest challenge? What's your ultimate goal? Freedom is the word that continues to come up over and over and over again. And if you're listening to the show, chances are that's you. And if it is, fantastic. If it's not, that's fine too. Just realize what you're after. And then you can start to devise a plan to get there. But just ask yourself on a daily basis, am I making steps towards insert the blank? Right? Just take steps forward, even if they're micro steps, even if they're mini steps, baby steps, move forward every single day, because if you take baby steps every single day, by the end of the year, you would be probably surprised how far you got. Okay. Even if you took baby steps, I would rather you take baby steps every single day than one giant leap. And then you just, you kick back because, you know, just you get comfortable. Right. And that's human nature. I've actually noticed that. Matter of fact, that reminds me that I want to publish an episode on, kind of to put a bow on this episode. It ties into the roller coaster that a lot of wholesalers ride with revenue. Is, you know, one of the things that I realized last year and even the year before is that inevitably after a huge month, sometimes came a down month. And I realized that a lot of that is just mindset and psychology, is that, you know, you have people that they get a big pop of income, a big commission, whatever it might be. And you kind of like, you start feeling good about yourself and you lose that hunger and excitement. You take your foot off the gas. Ask yourself if that's you. That's what the data allows you to do. It allows you to recognize what's going on and then make adjustments. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I look forward to jumping on the next episode. Take care, guys.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.